Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A one-way ticket to nowhere. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
At the height of World War II, the United States Navy dispatched 5 torpedo bombers on a routine training flight over the Bermuda Triangle.
Ooh.
All 14 crew members aboard the 5 military aircraft were never seen or heard from again. The 5 planes are collectively known as Flight 19.
But that's 5 flights.
Maybe somebody will make a connection with the number 19 and the Bermuda Triangle, I'm sure.
I would like that, because my ADD type A brain is like, but it's just one.
So at 2:10 p.m. on December 5th, 1945, 5 TBM Avenger torpedo bombers took off from Naval Air Station in Fort Lauderdale. The planes were scheduled to tackle a 3-hour exercise known as Navigation Problem Number 1.
Whoa, but there's many problems. I'm not good with this numerology.
This is the number. This is number one they're dealing with.
It's cramping my brain.
Their flight plan, went east from Florida and conducted bombing runs at a place called Hens and Chickens Shoal.
That's adorable. I would like to stay there. I would like to book an Airbnb there.
Well, you might not want. I don't know if you're going to go there. We might not find you again.
Uh-oh.
I'll carry on if that happens. Just letting everyone know. The podcast is going nowhere.
Jason will be okay. Ghost Town will be okay.
Then they turn north and proceed over Grand Bahama Island before changing course a third time and flying southwest back to base. So each plane, except for one, carried 2 men. And each of the Avengers was crewed by 3 Navy men and Marines. Most of them had logged in about 300 hours in the air. The flight's leader was Lieutenant Charles C. Taylor, an experienced pilot and veteran of several combat missions in World War II's Pacific Theater. His experience will be called into question.
Okay, okay.
Just a little tiny heads up.
Mm-hmm.
The first leg of the exercise over Hens and Chicken Shoals, which you love, went according to plan, great, but shortly after, something odd began to happen.
No.
So a little after 2:30 p.m., Taylor radioed base to report, both my compasses are out, and I'm trying to find Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm sure I'm in the Keys, but I don't know how far down. The Bermuda Triangle is like a big thing, which I've gotten into the different things people have experienced.
Sure.
People see ghosts, but there's a lot of issues with compasses, and I think Christopher Columbus had issues with compasses.
Honestly, I think the Bermuda Triangle is the first paranormal thing that's ever been on my radar, where you hear about planes disappearing, you hear about weird coordinates, you hear about things going missing, people going missing, and you hear about like wave and wind patterns, like the natural order of whatever's happening around the Bermuda Triangle is all askew.
And that's definitely possible. And it's also, it's highly trafficked because of where it is.
Convenient.
So it adds up to, and I think, and again, some you might know better than me, but in the origin of actually the Bermuda Triangle really only goes back to 1974 as far as it being in the popular consciousness, as far as being written in a book. That's a totally separate thing, but it's really relatively recent.
Okay.
You know,
I always felt it. I like timed it out to be like World War One, two kind of a thing, which it is. But
right.
I think, but you're saying it wasn't popular until
as far as, you know, the Bermuda Triangle, when people are discussing it and the conspiracies and again, the paranormal and the weird.
Mm-hmm.
So back in Fort Lauderdale, the U.S. Navy personnel were confused trying to locate Taylor and his crew.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make sense. They had flown hundreds of miles on course in under an hour to find themselves over the Keys. The days before GPS, pilots only had their compasses and the sun to guide them.
Mm-mm.
And just the will.
And
the
just the sheer the heart.
The sheer.
You know what? Let your heart guide you.
You got a picture of your best gal.
The North Star.
You got a cross and a picture of your best
gal.
Weathered,
tiny photos. Those little photos that like would go in lockets.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ugh. Maybe
they're squinting looking at him and they're not paying attention. So the equipment malfunctioning, Taylor led Flight 19 in several different directions over the next 4 hours, hoping to find Florida. As fuel ran dangerously low, Taylor radioed his crew. We'll have to ditch unless, Landfall when the first plane drops below 10 gallons, we'll all go down together.
Oof.
Then suddenly the radio operators were picking up nothing but static.
Ugh. And they're like, oh, static. How are you? And Static's like, I'm doing okay. And they're like, have you seen Taylor? And they're like, and Static's like, Taylor who? And they're like, oh.
He died. Colonel Taylor died 75 years ago. So Taylor's claim didn't really make sense because he made a scheduled pass over Hennen Chicken Shoal in the Bahamas less than an hour earlier, but now he believed his planes had somehow drifted hundreds of miles off the course and ended up in the Florida Keys. The 27-year-old had just transferred to Fort Lauderdale from Miami, and many have speculated that he may have confused some of the islands of the Bahamas for the Keys. Under normal circumstances, pilots lost in the Atlantic were supposed to point their planes toward the setting sun and fly west towards the mainland. But Taylor had become convinced that he might be over the Gulf of Mexico. Hoping to locate the Florida Peninsula, he made a fateful decision to steer Flight 19 northeast, a course that would only take them either farther out to sea, so more away from everything.
Yeah, not good. Not a good choice.
Some of his pilots seemed to have recognized that he was making a mistake. Damn it, one man griped over the radio. If we would just fly west, we would get home.
Home, 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 home.
You want to take a little tiny little break? I think now's
a
good time.
I want a little snack break.
You want a little snack break?
It's enough to eat a tiny Twix bar.
And we are back. Before we get on course or off course.
Who knows what? You know, I'd like to think I'm always on course, but I'm mostly going further into the ocean in my mind and in my life.
Can I direct you towards one place? It's very easy to get to. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Bonus episodes. Episodes like this one show up a little bit early.
They do.
You might know that already.
They pop up a little early.
No ads, none of this.
Yeah.
You get none of this.
Yeah, you skim the fat, you know, and get to it.
It'll help us. We're discussing it again. We might be doing another live show.
That's right. Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere not in the Bermuda Triangle. We're going to be in uncharted territories.
Yeah.
We're going to be in a place with coordinates and Wi-Fi, so I don't know. Maybe you stay tuned for it.
Yes, we're just going to solidify. It's actually technically solidified, and if you did a search, you can find it. But we want to solidify like what we're doing.
We want to get our rider like tight.
Tight.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be very important.
Like tap water.
Yeah. Could I have a bucket? Three buckets of tap water this time.
One just for
fun.
You
don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Exactly. One just to splash around in.
One for general hygiene. The other one for drinking.
Yeah.
Am I a diva? Some say yes.
Yeah.
I say nah.
Nah.
But I want to talk about, we got a shout out too.
Yeah.
We got a really fun shout out from the podcast Troubled Waters. Yeah. From my good friend, Amae Ludkin. She's a friend of the podcast.
Very cool. Human. Yeah. Met her in person.
Yeah. Jason has met her in person.
Yeah.
She does exist. But she is hilariously on Troubled Waters this week. And she said on the podcast, you say something, you plug yourself, and then you recommend something that you really love. And she recommended Ghost Town.
I would plug myself twice.
I know, like you would. That's savage. Why you're not on the podcast.
Exactly. And Dave Holmes is a host.
Dave Holmes is the host. He's
very,
great. He's
very funny, smart dude.
Exactly.
Cool dude.
He gets lots of guests on, and it's kind of a cultural game show, quiz show. It's very fun, very funny.
This is
now we're plugging you.
Yeah, and this is our audition for that show. So
yeah, exactly.
How did we do?
Hello. And cut. Scene. Get out of the room. Okay.
Well, strap on your goggles.
My goggies.
Because we're going back off course.
Oh, no.
We're always off course. But now we're going off course.
We were so on course for a while.
On purpose. Taylor was eventually persuaded to turn around and head west, but shortly after 6 p.m., he seemed to have canceled the order and once again changed direction. We didn't go far enough east, he said, still worried he might be in the Gulf. We may as well turn around and go east again. The pilots probably argued against the decision. Investigators even believe one plane broke off and flew in a different direction, but most followed the commander's lead. Flight 19's radio transmission soon became increasingly faint and meandered out to sea. When fuel began to run low, Taylor was heard prepping his men for a potential crash, landing in the ocean. All planes close up tight, he said. We'll have to ditch unless landfall. When the first plane drops below 10 gallons, we all go down together. A few minutes later, the Avengers' last radio communications were replaced by an eerie buzz of static.
Ooh, and the eeriest thing about it is the communication. Because it's like, it's one thing to be like, oh, like we can't find this plane. And it's this abstract concept. But I think hearing those things and the static and the voices and then nothing. Oh, my God.
You ever been lost so in a parking scary. Garage?
Me? I'm still lost in a parking garage. We're in a parking garage right now. There's Am I actually, in a dream? Am I losing my teeth?
There's been some times where I've been like, am I still in that parking garage? And I never really left.
Yeah. It's awful.
This is the same as that, but it's worse because I don't – you're like if you got validated parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got – and you're like, don't lose this.
Yeah.
Don't lose this.
Yeah.
I'm lost. I didn't lose this, but I'm lost.
And what if you have to end up paying like –
$9?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So this is the equivalent to that today.
This is, we understand what's happening in the Bermuda Triangle. No, this is horrifying. The yeah. communication
It's got to be terrifying.
Of any disappearance, the communication element to me is so, so scary, and I hate it. And oh my God, I'm going to listen to all of this once we're done.
The Navy immediately scrambled search planes to hunt for the missing patrol. Around 7:30 p.m., a pair of PBM Mariner flying boats took off from an air station north of Fort Lauderdale. 20 minutes later, one of them seemed to follow Flight 19's lead by suddenly vanishing off radar.
Mm.
The remains of the Mariner and its 13 crewmen were never recovered.
They never are.
So the people looking for Flight 19, mm-hmm. they also went missing yeah. in the Bermuda
it's like
Triangle.
It's got sucked in. You don't get too close. It's like me and dating. Don't get too close. You might fall in love, you know? Yeah. But falling yeah. in love is dying in this case. So just figure it out, people.
Same, same.
Don't do it. Go back to your wife and family and live your happy
They're all married? yeah. Don't go after married dudes.
No. My dating thing. The people at Bermuda Triangle. Oh, okay. They're all like handsome 27-year-olds.
Oh, they're so handsome. They're
you know, they have a little locket picture and they're like, I'm going to follow my Dolores and I are going to go into the sunset and then they're never found again.
Or June. Right?
Oh, June's a good
June's
name.
June's a good name, right? Yeah.
June's a good name. Bessie.
Yeah.
Is that a good name? I don't know. Judy's yeah. a pretty good mid-century name.
Not Apple. This name is probably not Apple.
Is it Paltrow?
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Apple's vetoed.
But it is believed that the seaplane actually exploded shortly after takeoff. I guess it just happens, or it's a hurried thing. Maybe there's panic. I don't know. The next day, the Navy dispatched more than 300 boats and aircraft. They're like, listen, we'll send the 300. Yeah. They all can't go missing.
Yeah, exactly. Send more. Less people will die?
Maybe. I don't know. To look for Flight 19 and the missing Mariner, the search party spent 5 days combing through more than 300,000 square miles of territory. Nothing. Came up snake eyes.
Of course.
In his 1980 book, The Disappearance of Flight 19, probably the most authoritative and thorough book,
Ooh.
Author Larry Kusch found that Charles...
Founder of the Kusch Ball.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm respectful. Keep going.
Yes. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Found that Charles Berlitz had fabricated more radio messages to make it sound like the planes were having all sorts of inexplicable equipment. He's the kind of the one that kind of talks about this in the Bermuda Triangle sense. So he kind of adds transmissions to make it seem more Bermuda Triangle-y.
More spooky, mysterious.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But more importantly, Kusch,
mm-hmm.
don't... Got one, no more. Looked into who Charles Taylor was,
okay.
who was in charge of everything. He was experienced, but not particularly talented pilot, only 28 years old, with a history of irresponsible blunders.
Ooh.
During combat in the Pacific, he gotten lost twice, had to ditch planes both times. On this day, he showed up at the base 25 minutes after it was supposed to take off. No explanation.
Wow.
Asked if someone could take his place. So he was already showing up there.
Yeah.
Where was his headspace? He could have had an instinct, a feeling. The request was denied, and then Kusch also determined that Taylor had not brought a watch or basic navigational equipment such as a plotting board with him on Flight 19. Taylor was unprepared, unprofessional, and had a history of getting lost and ditching planes at sea.
Mm.
I want to thank All That's Interesting, Irish Times, History.com, and Skeptoid.
Skeptoid.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's if you're like a robot skeptic.
Oh, Skeptoid. Yeah. I am a Skeptoid.
It's actually a very, very cool. They have a really cool podcast, and it's it's a really cool. I kind of go there to see what is the skeptical point of view and just kind of get a little bit. But it's always fun. I'm definitely a little bit more into the Bermuda Triangle, and I would love to talk about it, but not. I feel like other people have done probably a better job in describing mm-hmm. what it is, but do a basic and then the origins of how. I'm more interested in how did that become part of the lexicon? Yeah. Like how did they put public
consciousness? This feels like a good candidate for doing doing 5 episodes just on it and like doing a deep dive and like mm-hmm. reading that book and like really getting into it, just like sinking our teeth into it. Yeah, I'm very interested.
If we're not still just lost, in that part.
I got my ticket.